Northern Panhandle author Nora Edinger is taking advantage of the internet to deliver a new story in an old way. She is publishing a serial version of her novel, Suspended Aggravation, on the Wheeling-focused website, wheelunk.com, and is localizing the story around the sights and sound of the city. She spoke to Eric Douglas to explain the process.
Serial fiction began in the 1920s, and a lot of famous authors from that era began publishing stories in newspapers and weekly magazines that were eventually turned into short stories and books. You've created a serial story that is being published on the Wheelunk website called Suspended Aggravation. Tell us about that a little bit.
Well, it was actually written as a novel. I was picturing people reading it on paper and that type of thing that we have normally done with books. But the opportunity came along through my freelance journalism with Wheelunk to turn it into a serial book and also to localize it so that it would feel like it was unfolding in real time in the city of Wheeling. And I thought that was a great opportunity. I was familiar with writers that have done serial work. Jan Kieran, her original Mitford novels came out through a North Carolina newspaper. And I knew even Rachel Carson had released nonfiction work that way, I believe through the New Yorker. So I knew it had been done. And I thought, this sounds like fun to me. Both the serial nature and the localization nature really appealed to me as a way of almost interacting with the community in a fictional form.
The story's done, in other words, though, but as you release each chapter, you're localizing, or how what's the process for that?
Since I have the manuscript completed, I don't have to be thinking through the plot, but we're trying to put together 1 month of releases at a time. And I'm working with editors at Wheelunk and photographers at Wheelunk who are looking at each chapter as it comes out. We're deciding what photos that we want to use to illustrate that. We're trying to sneak some local people in cameos, either into the photos or into the story. I'm never putting fictional words in a real person's mouth, but putting some real personalities from the community in a setting that would be appropriate and doing things that we know them to be doing. If we see something happening in the news that we know people will remember, like the J-Lo halftime show at the Super Bowl, that just kind of made it in like a phrase and a sentence that just made it in because we figured people would remember that. And one day, the potholes that opened up on I-70 near the Highlands, we realized that's something that we could slip into the story as it happens. The main character, the main male character, is a highway engineer. And so that's something that, his job would be dealing with, and just worked that into the plot in a tiny way. So if something happens, we work a month at a time. And if something happens that I think is really timely, I'll contact Phyllis and say, can I tweak this paragraph? And we'll try to add it in so that it feels like it's happening in real time.
Tell me about the story a little bit. What genre would you put it in?
Basically, it's a romance with an element of suspense to it. It's a very light read. I've tried to have a humorous tone throughout, but the characters go through, the typical problems that you would have. Social media is a big player in this particular story, but it's basically about a couple that meets in high school, rather, and things don't end well for them, and they don't see each other for about a dozen years, but they're suddenly reunited in Wheeling. And he is a highway engineer, and she's a journalist, imagine that. And her work and his work bring them together very briefly at the Wheeling Suspension Bridge.
So what's been the reaction from the community so far?
It's kind of funny. People almost giggle. They seem to be having fun with it, which is what I was hoping for. This is not a serious story. I did not write Old Man in the Sea set in Wheeling. It's a love story. It's a story of hope. And I've lived in Wheeling for about 14 years now, about 25 years total in the state of West Virginia. And I've really watched this community in its early stages of reinvention. And I think it's kind of neat to have a story of hope that focuses on two young people during a time when the city seems to be experiencing a real resurgence of hope and reinventing itself.
You've created a fictional character. Are people trying to guess, well, is that really based on, you know, and trying to put real faces to fictional characters?
I haven't seen that yet. People have asked, my own daughter asked me, she goes, where is this this coffee shop that Allie lives above? And I looked at her and I said, well, it's not real. So I've gotten kind of that people are thinking, you know, kind of like, where is the dividing line? Because some of the events in the story are real, and many of the places in the story are real, and occasionally a person is real. And so I think people are kind of having to think about it, but from the interactions I've had with people, they get it, and it just kind of makes them chuckle.
That was Nora Edinger speaking with Eric Douglas about her online novel, Suspended Aggravation. The story is set in Wheeling, West Virginia, is being released one chapter a week. It will end the Sunday before Thanksgiving. To find out more about Suspended Aggravation or to explore more Appalachian author interviews, visit us at wvpublic.org.